Just so we're crystal clear, if you are a Republican, if you support Donald Trump, you are a white supremacist. You are enabling hate speech. You are a member of the Nazi Party. In fact, you're probably partially responsible for mass murders in America. That's the message that's being disseminated all over NBC News and other media outlets and by politicians, including Joe Biden, who says that Donald Trump's giving some rise to white supremacy. There is no surge in white supremacy in America. It is an absolute lie. But when Russia didn't work out, I guess you had to go somewhere. You had to go from Russia to racism, I guess, because that's all they've got. And it's embarrassing. And I guess calling Trump supporters and Republicans deplorables was just a step in the right direction. Joining me now, Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Mark, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me, Steve.
I mean, I find it grotesque. I mean, I hear Beto O'Rourke. I hear Elizabeth Warren. I hear Joe Biden yesterday. Donald Trump is leading this white supremacist. And then on NBC, apparently he's sending out secret subliminal messages and raising the flags from half staff on 8-8 is some secret nod to Heil Hitler. This was actually on the air of NBC News. It's shocking to me.
It really is. And, I mean, they've gone full conspiracy theory over the radical cliff when these kinds of narratives are actually masquerading as real news. It's embarrassing. And, you know, apparently, you know, I mean, they actually do believe that half the population and anyone who supports President Trump is deplorable.
Worse than that, we're enablers of white supremacy, Nazi ideology, and we are complicit, if not directly responsible, for mass killings in America. That's what they're telling us.
There aren't words for it, because, you know, we don't blame Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders for the tragic shooting that took place in Dayton. We didn't blame Bernie Sanders for the congressional baseball practice shooting that nearly killed Steve Scalise. We don't blame AOC for the nut job that went to Washington State to a Homeland Security facility, you know, quoting her concentration camp language with guns and bombs. I mean, it's outrageous, because it's not any of their fault, nor is El Paso or Dayton or any of these Donald Trump's fault, and nor were the 24 or so mass shootings that happened under Obama Biden their fault.
We've got to get out of this practice, Mark.
Of blaming anyone but the shooter.
But there's a difference, Mark, and you know that. And the difference is that in Dayton, we know that it was a far leftist that was involved there. And no, it's not to blame Elizabeth Warren, who he supported. And Bernie Sanders, we know that his supporter, you know, shot up the baseball game. But the difference is the media doesn't cover those. I mean, you haven't heard a peep about the ideology of the shooter in Dayton. And you've heard all sorts of ideology comments about the guy in El Paso. It's a complete double standard.
It is. And then you take it to the far extreme and you see Castro out there and his brother, you know, literally publishing a target list of Republicans in San Antonio who donate to the president of the United States. I mean, he's calling them out to either be, at the best case, harassed and shamed, and at the worst case, something, you know, something awful happening. And this is the new political norm on the radical left. And I'll tell you, you know, I was in your great city in Detroit last week for the debates. Yeah. Obviously, I'm from Indiana, and when I go back home, and when I'm traveling around the Midwest, I hear it over and over again from friends of mine and people I know who are more middle of the road. Maybe even, you know, some of them are moderate, what used to be called a moderate Democrat. They're telling me they don't even recognize the Democrat Party anymore. And they can't argue with the results. And then when they say, when the choice is going to be this radical socialism that the Democrats are going toward, they're like, this is going to be an easy choice for us next year.
How do we? Okay, and we'll get back to that, because the next set of questions is this. The president has shown an inclination to consider red flag laws, extreme protection order laws, to be considered at the federal level. It seems that he's willing to consider universal expanded background checks. I don't know that either of those things would have prevented what happened here over this past weekend. But where are we in this gun control conversation? As you know, a lot of the president's supporters might find that distasteful, but where are we?
Well, I think the president has absolutely expressed his support for the so-called red flag laws. And just down in Indiana, where I'm originally from, not a liberal state by any stretch of the imagination, we have one of those laws in place. It does protect due process. It doesn't allow just some crank caller to make a call and then have someone have their guns taken away from them. And I think this is a policy that we have seen that works. I mean, I remember post 9/11, we had see something, say something. And even friends don't let friends drive drunk. We can put it into the hands of the American people that if they see something, they see someone that they're acquainted with or someone that they love heading down a bad path or a wrong path, that they can take action, not only to protect the lives of that person that they know, but possibly those other lives. And we can do this in a responsible way while still protecting people's Second Amendment rights. And that's what the president is talking about pursuing. And when it comes to background checks, the president is open, and he said he's willing to have that discussion. But the one thing he wants to make sure is that we actually have background checks that work. The background check system would have not stopped either of the two shooters over the weekend, even though the one in Dayton had posted, you know, kill lists and rape lists when he was in high school. None of that information was actually allowed to be put into the system. And so before we go down this path of having background checks, we need to make sure that the background checks actually work. The president signed a law a couple of years ago which strengthened that system, allowed more information to come in, and making states and localities do their jobs of making sure that information gets in there.
Yeah, the concern, Mark, as you know, Mark Lauder here, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. The concern, of course, is that the red flag laws are too loose, that the parameters aren't tight enough, that an ex-spouse, one of the things I saw, an ex-spouse could, you know, call and say, well, you know, that Gruber, he's crazy. Well, you know, and by whose definition? And then the second part of that is that if your guns were taken away, through this ex parte process, who would decide if you get them back or not? I mean, that's the real question going forward.
And that is, the place where they're putting their focus on right now, making sure that there is a due process, making sure that there is a judicial system that is involved, that you have to be able to actually prove these things, and it's not just some crank call involved, you know, in a divorce proceedings or something along those lines, that there has to be a genuine threat, and the person involved needs to be able to defend themselves, or even if it was determined that they did pose a threat, that once they got through counseling, once they got things straightened out, that they could petition to have that order removed. Those are all things that the president is very concerned about. It's something he wants to work on with Congress, with the states, because we can do this. We have proven that when we put this power into the hands of the American people, you know, they're pretty good at identifying
those
things.
But even if he does,
and or notifying and protecting their loved ones and others.
Sure, but even if he does, Mark, would the president get credit? I'm guessing probably not. And I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word. I want to change one more. How does the president respond to being called a racist, you know, secret messages to white supremacists and this and that? 15 seconds, last word.
Well, I'll tell you, I posted about 13 examples yesterday on my Twitter feed where the president has been quoted since taking office. The number of times he has condemned bigotry, racism, white supremacy, Nazis, KKK, and the like. He's out there doing it. We're going to continue to have the fight and just continue telling the people the truth.
Mark Lauder, great having you here. As always, thank you.
You too, Steve.
There you have it. Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.